Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Zelda Speaks, and welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. How was your weekend? Was it long enough? I know mine wasn't. Because I played Big Whist with my Big Whist buddies yesterday, ladies of Big Whist. Thanks, Keith. He hosted the party at his house. Oh, off the chain. We had so much fun. I'm just a Big Whistaholic. What can I say? Everybody's got their own. I've got mine. I love Big Whist, so. Shout out to all the players. Pat Liz showed up looking good. gosh, there were so many of us. I can't remember. Anyway, we had a good time. How about that? And I hope you do something that brings you joy and not be concerned about what other folks say, because what other folks say is none of your business. So stop paying attention to it and love you just like you are. Okay? Because that's how I love me. And that's what we're talking about today, getting the love we want. Sometimes that means releasing old patterns. I tell you, baby, we all got some patterns, because none of us, even if we had therapy, we still have patterns. Patterns of life. Anyway, we'll get into that more. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. Today's your birthday. We're celebrating with you. It is Monday, February 20th, 2022. And in 2 days, it'll be 2-22-22. We'll talk about that later, too. So we are always keeping you in prayer. If you are sick and shut in, and so many people are leaving the planet, and you know, excuse me, we want to say sorry for your loss, but not really, because if you look at it from another perspective, it's like there are no more pain. They've gone, as old folks would say, they gone to glory time. They gone to glory. So that means no more pain. And lots of times we're here and we suffer. And when the person suffers, the family suffers. So enough suffering. We've had enough. So let them have their journey and we mourn, and however we mourn, if it's not New Orleans style or whatever style it is. Just give thanks for this time that we have here, because this is why we have to be sure that the time that we utilize during the course of the day is for not only for ourselves, but the betterment of this planet, because this planet is in trouble, and you know it. You see how crazy this weather is. Look at the weather. I'll get to that in the morning. Anyway, there is a massive fire going on right now, and my heart goes out to those who have been in a fire, and that's nothing nice. I know what that feels like. There was a roof collapse and homes destroyed, businesses destroyed by fire too. It's in Albany Park on the northwest side near Richmond and Montrose. 120 people are on site along with the water department. It's causing, major water delays on the street, and one person has been taken to the hospital in serious condition. I don't like to report bad news, but that's not... I've been in a fire, like I said. I know what that feels like. So prayers for those who are involved, including the firemen, the watermen, and everybody, and those who were sent to the hospital. Getting the love you want. If you're listening online today, thank you so much for joining us here on Facebook.com, HLNTV1, and also on my page, Zelda Speaks. And also, if you'd like to join the conversation this morning, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Or you can post your comments right there on Facebook or our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. Okay? I asked a question last week to keep in prayer for Sister Cynthia Marie Williams, because she's a former sister of the microphone here on Blog Talk, and we haven't heard from her. She was in a nursing home. I think she went to therapy. You know, her limbs were cut off at her knees. I think she was a diabetic, I think. And we keep in contact. She had a show here on Saturdays, and nobody's heard from her. So if you've heard of Cynthia Marie Williams, please, 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 please contact us at the Female Solution. Okay. And also, Mama AZ in Arizona. Did I hear from you last week, Mama AZ? I don't remember. I need to know how you're doing, baby, so you need to call, okay? If you're headed out and about today, you can't even see out your window, child. It's just major fog. That's all I can see. Windy, 20 miles an hour, gusts. Ooh, Lord. Areas of fog, especially. You can expect delays up to in the 30s today. 45 degrees. Ooh, wouldn't that be nice? And even colder Wednesday through the weekend. But today, scattered showers overnight, changing to rain or sleet or freezing rain. And snow possibly Thursday into Friday. The traffic report is brought to you by Karen Kelly of itex.com. That's Chicago iTex. Oh, Lord, the correct website. I'll find it here and post it on my blog as well, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. You know how you have a little brain fart in the middle of a sentence? That happens sometimes. Keep living. You'll have it too. If you eat this sad diet with poor nutrition, then you'll have it too. What you talking about, Zelda? Yes, because all our food is dead. It's not food. It's food byproducts. Anyway, I digress. No no major delays reported on CTA or Metro. But on the expressways, of course, it's another story. 27 inbound on the Kennedy, 21 outbound. 30 minutes on the Eaton inbound, Lake Cook to the Junction. 25 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, 38 in, 30 out. On the Stephenson, 27 minutes in and 21 out. On the Dan Ryan, it is 18 minutes inbound from 95th to the Loop and 16 minutes outbound. On the Bishop Ford, it is 11 in, 10 out, and on Lakeshore Drive, DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 10 minutes in both directions. And it's traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTix.com. If you want to go to anywhere, travel anywhere in the world, you can simply go to the website and you will see that you'll get a $100 bonus if you're a business or an entrepreneur with a product or a service to sell. Use the promo code ZELDA, Z-E-L-D-A. Always giving thanks to the ancestors. My radio ancestors, that is. I'm looking at my wall over here. I got a balloon there. Richard Pegee, Herbie Baby, Herkent Coogin, and Big Daddy Woo Woo. Y'all remember Big Daddy Woo Woo? Yeah. Okay. He's not an elder, but he is an ancestor because he's no longer here. And while you're at it, if you know somebody who's a diabetic, have them go to diabeticdonut.com, get the free download on how I reversed type 2 diabetes. And it is 7:11, and as we look at the comments this morning, my sister Vieta in Florida says, Grand Rising Sister, ready for the breathing workout. So that's right, let's get ready for the breathing workout, because sometimes, excuse me, well, I have tea in the morning. Clear up all that phlegm when you first wake up. I did not read you my inspiration for today before we had our meeting. I almost forgot. I knew it was something was going on. I'm reading from Inspirational Conversations, Volume 2 of Shalom with Israel. This is Volume 2. No, this is Volume 1, sorry. February 21st. Water is good. Well, some of it anyway. Sometimes we have to add a little lemon or lime in it to spice it up, depending on where we get it from. It is the essential element of life. If so, why is it that we are dehydrated? We? Me? You? Yes. How would I know? As a former waterholic, who religiously drink 8 glasses of water a day for pretty much all of my adult life, I still wound up being hospitalized for dehydration.
Really?
Yeah. How could that be? And what does water have to do with daily inspiration, Zelda? Since water rates up there right next to oxygen, I would say that it's important. We cannot live without either water or inspiration. That's not what Ellie Tom says, the breath Aaron who drinks no water, but who am I? Look at the word inspiration. It means the same as stimulation. Aren't you stimulated when you read positive messages? Aren't you stimulated when you nourish the body with water when thirsty? Proper stimulation and nourishment of the mind and body provides a healing for the total being, body, mind, and spirit, from head to toe. Drink to feel the well of the mind so that we won't thirst for temporary satisfaction. Inspirational Conversations with Shalom with Israel, a.k.a. Zelda Speaks, available at higherlearningnetwork.org. And speaking of higherlearningnetwork.org, this weekend is the big weekend. It is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Yes, and you know what that means? We are celebrating not only the Teen Talent Contest, but the memory of Harold Washington, because we're offering a $500 scholarship in his name. And for children who are 13 through 19 years of age can go to, can send us a one-minute video clip to hlntvshow@gmail.com. And along with that, send their name, their age, and their talent, and the city, and what they're going to do, sing, dance, rap, write, act, juggle, whatever. Okay? Send that to hlntvshow@gmail.com. The updates are always on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Put that there for you. Scroll down, because it's there. It might be the second or third one. Might be the first one. I don't know. Shut up, Tony. Y'all hear Tony in the background laughing? He does that. You know, we forget things sometimes. That's just a fact of life. But I know it's there. How about that? All right, now. This is the moment that you've been waiting for. As we prepare, let me share something with you. Take that down. Are you sitting up straight? Feet flat on the floor. Nothing in your hands. Nothing on your heart but that of love. Feet flat on the floor. And just close your eyes. Simply just close your eyes and begin inhaling and exhaling deeply, as much as you possibly can. So let us begin. I should have had it sitting down because my head catches the vibration, and I didn't want to do that, so I'll do it again. Does that get your attention? Let's the room know that it's time for meditation. So as we quiet ourselves and prepare to breathe in and breathe out, feeling the glorious movement of air in the body, put one hand on your stomach and one hand on your heart and just give thanks because you made it another day and somebody else didn't. But anyway, I want you to keep one of your hands on your stomach. So as you breathe in, through the nose, take a long, deep inhale and hold it. I want you to feel your stomach expand, okay? That's why I sound funny. All right, inhale deeply. Through the nose, hold it. And exhale, yeah. Ooh, did that feel good? That feel good, honey? Breathe in. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. It refreshes me right through here. Oh, he's laid out. Okay, it didn't relax you that much, honey. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And see, this is a point in time when your mind begins to wander. And it's okay. You simply inhale deeply. And exhale. And as your eyes are closed and you are not looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids, you simply inhale deeply. Bringing that breath as far as you can, filling the capacity of the chest. And as you exhale, give thanks for the power of the breath because someone somewhere is not breathing and look at you breathing all on your own. Inhale deeply. Bringing the vibration of that energy up to the top of your head. And as you exhale, allow the energy to flow down from the breath through the shoulders and the arms as we stretch those arms and move those arms and the back and twist, oh, feeling so good, and inhale deeply, and taking a nice twist, turning to the back if you can, I got a high back chair like I do, that way I can hold on, oh yeah, that feels good, and as you exhale, inhale once more, and turn around and feel the right stretch, oh yeah, that feels good, feel good, Tony? You're stretching over there. All right. And back around. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Wiggle those shoulders. Move those shoulders. Inhale deeply. Filling up the stomach area so you feel that chest expand. And exhale. Once more. Inhale. And as you exhale, feel the breath, move down through your solar plexus, your sides, your back, your buttocks, in your hips, as we do the higher learning hip roll. Because if you sit all day, not good for the spine, so says Dr. J of 606 Health. My chiropractor for 20 plus years got to move it, honey. You don't have to go to the gym, but you do have to move if you don't walk or something. Inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the energy as it moves down through the legs and the knees. Oh, yes, love those glorious knees. They feel so good, and they help me walk. Oh, I love my knees. What part of your body do you love most? I love my knees. I love my knees. I love my knees. I love my knees. As we inhale deeply. And exhale, sending more love and light and energy down through the legs and the ankle and the heel and the arch and the inside and the toes. Wiggle those toes as we inhale deeply. Wiggling those toes, sending that energy back up through the arches and the insteps and the ankles and the legs and the knees as we give thanks for the power of the breath. As we inhale deeply, bringing that breath back up through the thighs and the hips and the sides and the arms. As we stretch again and bringing the breath back into the shoulders and up through the neck and the face and the forehead, and we simply exhale. And if your minds are running rampant, that's okay too. You simply inhale and hold it and exhale. As we take one more, last, long, deep, inhale deeply, hold it, and as you exhale, bring your head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the left, slowly, you should just be getting to the back, slow down, move too fast, and slowly bring it around to the right, and back down, head up, inhale deeply, hold it. And as you exhale, bring your head down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the right, slowly. Slowly bring it around to the back, and over to the left, and back around. Oh, yes, that feels good. Head up, inhale deeply, and look to the left as far as you possibly can. Feeling a stretch in the right of the neck. Oh, yeah, that feels good. And neck back, inhale deeply. Hold it. And as you exhale, look to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling the stress in the left side of the neck. And your face back. That feel good? Yeah. Be sure to share that with someone. As you inhale once more. Take one more long stretch and exhale. And as you close your eyes, giving thanks for the power of the breath and the body in which you live and experience this event called life, we give thanks as we are most grateful that we are ones on this side with breath this morning and that we still have purpose and mission in life. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. We would be making the transformation to the other side as we breathe in. Using two of the most powerful words on the planet, I am. And you can choose whatever you want after it. I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole and complete, just as I am. Oh, yes, I am. As we inhale deeply. Hold it, and exhale, giving thanks for the power of the brain to send signals to the heart to inhale, giving thanks for the power of the heart, the liver, and the lungs. Yes, honey, give thanks for all of that stuff because it moves without your even paying any attention to it. I give thanks that I am above ground. And I have the power of choice to do something better than I did yesterday. as I give thanks for the continuous movement, not only in the physical world, but in the spiritual world and in the world of things unseen and unsaid. We give thanks because someone somewhere does not have a system that works as well as yours. So give thanks for the spleen and the spine and the pancreas and the systems, the endocrine systems, the heart systems, the valves and things that are pushing the blood through. Yes, I am healthy. I am healthy. I am as healthy as I've ever been. I'm getting healthier every day. That's called I'm happy. I am healthy. I am whole and complete. I am divine. And this is the world that I am creating today. So whenever and wherever I am, I'm in my little bubble. I've got protection because I've done the I am this morning. And you've done it too. So you know what that means. That you have been blessed with the opportunity to continue to do that when not everyone does. Let's put it like that. Last but not least, give thanks for the system that keeps this, that flushes this system, the system that flushes this system. As we eat, as we digest, as we assimilate, and as we eliminate, flush those toxins out. Got to do something to sweat every day and flush that bowel out. Because if you constipated, get you some smooth or some Nopalina. Both of those work. And give thanks for a good bowel movement because it ain't nothing like being constipated. I digress, but I do that some. No, I'm not. I'm not digressing. I'm just telling you how to clean your system and give thanks for the system. As we move forward, we give thanks for everything, each and every one and everywhere around us because it's a chance to move forward in our evolution with the rising, the vibrations of the energy that we experience on a daily basis. And if you're experiencing a type of energy that you do not like, chances are you are around some energy vampires. Energy vampires? Yeah. Did you listen to the show last night with Vieta on Soul Purpose Healing? Then you got to go back and hear it. BlogTalkRadio.com, The Female Solution, talking about the energy vampires. They're everywhere. And they may not even know that they're a vampire, but if you feel tired and drained all the time, I digress. Anyway, listen to the show. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered the happiness zone because you have just created for yourself something that no one else can. How is that possible, though? With the power of your breath. The power of your breath. Simply inhale. Hold it. And exhale because it sends an immediate calming effect. And that, my friend, is your opportunity to grow. And you can go to my YouTube channel. Lots of updates there. Little excerpts from the shows that I think that would bear repeat hearing. So go to my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. And you'll see there. And you'll be glad you did. And that, my friend, see what happens when I hold it? It doesn't vibrate, so I have to put it down. I always want to hold things. And that, my friend, is the end of Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation. Be sure and share it with someone. Each one teach one, reach one. All righty. Well, thank you so much for being a part of this experience because I take it seriously, my Monday morning mindful meditation. I had no idea that it would be as popular as it is, but I thank you for being with me this morning because without you, I'd just be sitting here talking to myself. So thank you so very much. And just know that all the updates are on anything that I talk about here. It's always on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, especially the issues as it relates to health. Scroll down to the page where you see this bottle. Noni juice. Yes, I am a advocate of noni juice. It has acai berries in it. It has all kind of berries in it. And, you know, we eat way too much of other stuff that we shouldn't be eating. This stuff on the back, I can read it. No, go to my blog. All the information is there. And while you're there, order some cocoa, too, because this is the cocoa, hot cocoa, dark chocolate, vanilla bean. Came from another country, but it's delicious. What can I say? This is what I ordered for the homeless. Did you give them the homeless hot chocolate? Well, they need hot chocolate, too. I ordered it for myself, and I got so much, I was like, I had like 6 bags, and I was like, I can't drink, we can't drink all this. We don't drink hot chocolate. It's 4. 6 big bags. Go to my blog. You'll see it. Double6.wordpress.com. Order some. All proceeds go to the Homeless Project, which is on, go to Instagram, you'll see it. That is our, okay, it's here somewhere. We raise funds to assist the homeless in their journey. Many of you have seen our HLN crew out on, there's iTex. Remember I was talking about iTex earlier where you can go shopping? There it is. I know it was there somewhere. I digress. Oh, but the we were to go yesterday, but something came up. Couldn't do it, so we'll go today after the show is over and give them some hot chocolate. Cause it's it tastes good. It's not like your regular hot chocolate. And it's just so good. So all the updates on my page at ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have a special guest. But right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll be joined by my sister of the microphone, Naima Latif. Actually, I want to play the Female Solution promo so that you can see that as well, because I always say not everyone knows that 7 days a week that we are on, and you need to know that we are on so you can decide what show that you would like to go back and see or hear, and it is right there for you waiting on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. And here we go.
Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Soo Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
And that's Jody. BlogTalkRadio.com, The Female Solution, Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. And I'm joined this morning by my sister of the microphone, that would be executive producer Naima Latif. Look at her. She's so pretty this morning.
You know, I'm trying to keep up with you.
Oh, girl, ain't no keeping up with me. Mm-mm. I'm trying to keep up with you. My sister. Oh, bright girl, do you sleep at all?
No.
I didn't think so. I didn't think so. Anytime don't drink water and you don't sleep. So you two are the only...
Plug in the battery and keep going.
Oh, okay. You plug it in. You're the live, living color Tesla. Plug her in for a few minutes, let her recharge, and pew, she's gone right back out there, girl. I saw you live yesterday. Was it Mayor Lightfoot's event?
Yeah. Oh, thank you for watching. So... And, you know, we got the press release that she was going to make an announcement and Danny Davis was going to be there, you know, and I'm like, okay, what did you get ready to say? What she was doing was endorsing him for his re-election for Congress. So, you know, I told him we were going to have him on one of our shows so he can...
Absolutely.
Yes.
The election is it in March?
I think it's in June. They pushed it back, I guess, because of COVID. They're restructuring the time frame of everything. So it's actually in June this year. Because I was kind of confused, too, because, you know, our sister is running for judge, Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams, yes. I'm going to go to my blog and pull it up so they can see it, too. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just signed a petition for her the other day. So,
oh,
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't get one.
Well, you know, I was at an event for Jonathan Jackson, who's also running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District. So I'm just lining up our folks to get ready to present on our show so they can tell everyone what they plan to do to make the world better.
Okay, Naima, what was I looking for in the blog? I forgot that quick.
Was it Wendy Williams you were getting ready to pull up?
Yes. Yes, it's so much.
When you got a lot on your brain, when you have a lot of things on your desk, you know, you got to sort because it's a lot of stacks of papers and stuff.
I'm
so that's how our minds are when we have a lot of things. doing.
I'm definitely sorting. I'm definitely sorting through it. It's in here somewhere. Come on, Ms. Wendy. And somebody said to me, y'all got a lawyer on the show? I was like, we got some awesome sisters on the show. I thought you
were. Doctors, authors, you know, all just, you know.
Anything you can think. Thank you.
We got all kinds of things. That's why we're telling you all to listen, because we know what we're talking about.
Because we are the solution.
That's right.
I thought you knew. I thought you knew.
Yeah.
Well, now you know.
Not female wondering, you know.
Right. That's a good one. I'm sorry. I digress, girl. I digress. That's funny, though. That's funny. You brought tears to my ass. Where's the tissue at? That's one. Not females wondering, no. We ain't wondering if we got the solution. We know we got the solution. And the solution is us. We're looking outside of ourselves, and it ain't never out there. I'm telling you. You know, people don't believe me. They don't know. But I had that experience and didn't know what that experience was until after some years ago. Because it's like, you know, you want love, but you ain't willing to love yourself through whatever it is that you're going through. So how can you expect somebody else to do for you, there's Wendy, to do for you what you won't do for you?
Right. And
who
the
made
thing
the
about it, and we're in our wisdom here, so we know what we're talking about. We've lived through some things enough
yes.
to know some things. And you can't have wisdom until you have wisdom. You
no.
can't have knowledge until you have knowledge.
Mm.
And you can't have understanding until you have understanding.
Ooh.
So,
ooh.
That's,
ooh. Wow.
That's
what was that? Because I got to take that out and use that for a quote. 741. We was having fun. All right, now. You 740. I bet you can't say it again.
To get to this point of wisdom. So you can't have wisdom until you have wisdom.
Mm.
You can't have knowledge until you have knowledge.
Wow.
And you can't have understanding until you have understanding.
Wow, that's powerful, girl. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Yeah, I had to write that one down. I go there sometimes. didn't we tell Doris 8 o'clock?
Yeah, so he'll be coming on. Well, he said he's going to test to make sure he can connect. So if you see him in the wings.
Yeah, I see him in the wings. But he'll be coming on at 8 o'clock. I'm trying to pull up this. I shared this so people can see what of Wendy looks like, because there she is. Come on, Wendy. All righty, there we go. That's what Wendy Williams looks
yeah.
like. Elect Wendy Williams for judge. Wendy is a host on The Female Solution. So tell them a little bit about it, Naima.
Well, she's been in family law for over 30 years, and that's why she brought such insight to our show, because she saw the pattern of relationships and how they broke down and why. And it really came down to people not really being emotionally fit.
Mm.
Because of scars that they have not healed and ways of living that just don't make it conducive to be anyone's life partner or even romantic partner, because they don't have self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's taking her wisdom and her experience forward so that she can be a judge in many of these cases that are very painful, because it takes compassion to be a judge. It also takes a sense of fairness. And it takes some wisdom. You have to be able to see beyond the situation. And that means you have to have life experience that gives you more than just book knowledge. And so I'm really looking forward to her serving as a wonderful judge as she seeks to be elected in this upcoming election. And, you know, she really gave us a lot of tips just in being able to determine if someone that we're interested in really is fit or unfit. As you said, it's one question asked. So what was it like growing up with mom and dad? Now that sounds like a real innocuous question, you know, not too probing, but it'll open a door for a lot of things, because a lot of our hurt, a lot of our damaged self-esteem comes from whatever we experienced in our childhood. And if we had parents who didn't really quite know how to parent in a way that made us feel loved, and we're always seeking for the rest of our lives something to give us what we didn't get, something to fill the hole. So if a person was raised in a way that they felt secure, they felt loved, they felt valued, then they're going to be emotionally healthy enough for a relationship. But if something was missing in that process, whether they had a lot of strife in the household, or there was somebody who left, you know, they felt abandoned, or somebody who was abusive, or whatever happened, they're going to bring that with them to a relationship. And a lot of us have that on the inside of us, and we keep thinking somebody on the outside can fix it. So like you just said, if you don't have love for yourself, you can't give what you want to have.
You cannot give it if you don't have it. Releasing patterns. So sometimes people may not know what a pattern is, but
getting in that same relationship, it's just different people,
yes,
but it's the same situation.
Yeah,
that's
different face, different pair of pants, different skirt, but it's the same issue.
And it's not them. Now,
Oh, say that again.
It's not them. I mean, I sent this show, I sent a link to this show specifically to some people that, you know, always complain about the opposite sex. Oh, these women ain't no good. Oh, these men ain't no good. I purposely sent them this show because I want them to hear it, listen, and even get their opinion. Because they got to see that if you keep having the same situation in your life, there's something inside of you that you have not recognized. If you keep attracting people who are alcoholics, or people who are gold diggers, or people who are selfish and self-centered, if you keep attracting people that have substance abuse problems, if you keep attracting the womanizer or the playgirl or the person who doesn't have the capacity to bond emotionally, they just play with your emotions to get things out of you. If you keep attracting that kind of person, it's not just because that's all that's out there. It's because something in you keeps trying to make that person who's emotionally detached be attached to you. And it's probably because in your upbringing, there was someone, one of your parents, who was emotionally detached. And so you're trying to fix what was broken inside of you all the way back from your child. So there are wonderful people out here. And
yes, they are.
There's an opportunity for some wonderful love relationships, some wonderful life partnerships. But if you are still wounded, you're not going to attract somebody who's healthy. You're going to attract somebody who's wounded. And that they're mirroring you what is still broken inside of you. You got to look at your relationship and not be angry at the person, but say, what are they telling me about myself? If you're constantly trying to fix somebody or make somebody treat you right, why? If they had the capacity to do that, they would be doing it. But something inside of you is trying to fix something that was broken from before. I need to make this person pay attention to me. Why are they out all night? Why won't they return my calls? You know, look at yourself and see, do I have an absent parent that I felt I wished would pay attention to me? And so I keep trying to redo that and fix that and getting somebody who's emotionally unavailable to give me love, like I didn't get from the emotionally unavailable parent. You know, if you've got somebody who's got a substance abuse problem, you want to try to fix it, and you're the enabler that, you know, you keep providing a place for them to come staggering back drunk into, and you fuss at them, and you think your fuss is going to make them stop drinking. Well, you can't make them stop drinking just like you couldn't make that alcoholic parent stop drinking. Because people use drugs and alcohol to soothe pain, and you can't fix their pain. It's inside of them.
Right.
And it's not a reflection of you. It has nothing to do with you. It's what's in them. You can't fix it. So why are you enabling it and thinking, well, if I fuss enough, if I put on a mad face enough, if I threaten to leave them enough, they'll love me enough to change? No, they don't love themselves. They can't love you yet.
Right.
Because they don't love themselves. That's why they're hurting themselves. So we got some callers on the line that want to weigh in on this. And if you have had relationships and repeated situations and you keep attracting the same kind of person, and you want to say, oh, the opposite sex no good, these women ain't no good, these men ain't no good, look at yourself. Why are you attracting that? Because that's not all that's out there, but that's what you're attracting. You got to ask yourself, what is it inside me that I'm not recognizing?
All right, now.
Because it's never about them. It's always about you. And you are who we're coming to right now on the phone. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we go to the phone line. 773-487 Grand Rising. You are live on The Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And thank you for joining us.
This is Cooper James. You can check me out on YouTube, KUFI from the Midwest.
Grand Rising, Koofy. Thank you so much for calling us this morning.
Oh, yeah. I'm always the order and all this chaos out here that people are bringing. I'm loving all this fake chaos that people are exploiting and spurring out.
I'm so glad that it's a man on the line who can tell us about some of his patterns. I'm going to tell you mine, but I want to hear caller's pattern. So what has been your pattern that you may need to release? Because I've heard you talk on other shows, Koofy, about women and your experiences. So you want to share a little bit of that?
I've had great experiences with women.
Mm.
All of the exes I have, all of them have really came back to me and told me how I have changed their life.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
And they thought that I thought she was just a little pretty boy, a little playboy, and their health changed, their diet, the way they eat, the way they live, spiritually, they changed. And you know, I appreciate that. That really, you know, let me know what I've known all the time, you know.
You've been doing something. What about the patterns in your life?
It ain't hard to have a relationship. When you were just talking about substance abuse, when you're dealing with somebody who's dealing with substance abuse.
No, baby. We're talking about...
No. I want to hit that topic.
Finding love, relationships. But, of course, sometimes people try to make somebody who has a substance abuse problem stop using drugs or alcohol and thinking, well, they love me enough, they'll stop. And it's not about loving you. It's about them loving themselves. Sometimes they can't.
I want to say something that's probably never been said, okay? And it's a little bit tough love. Your mate is using substance abuse, drugs, alcohol, they're doing it because of you. You're the problem.
Wow. Whoa.
So you're saying, are you the source of their pain?
You're part of the problem. You're frustrating me. You're part of the problem. And they're trying to deal with you.
Are you serious?
They gotta do their part. Because if you meet someone, see, when you got love, love changes everything. Love makes you say, I'm not smoking no more because I want this person I want to be healthy for this person. We all out here talking sensationalism. But love and God and spirit is what people are lacking. So when you find someone that is genuine love, you're not going to be destroying your flesh. You're not going to be destroying your body. So I just wanted to say that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Go ahead.
You talking about my pattern? You said my patterns of my... You're asking my patterns of my love life?
Of your life, period. Let me give you an example. Once upon a time, when I was in my 30s, I'll never forget it, I was in a relationship, and the relationship went south, and I made a vow to myself that I would not get in another relationship until I healed a wound that was in me. And that wound was making choices of the type of man that I was dating. And once I made that decision, I guess something just opened up in me, and I began, because I was willing not to be in a relationship and not to be attached to anything, because I was working on me, journaling, not accepting invitations to go out on dates. I know that sounds crazy, but I had to work on me. And as a result of that, as time went on through that year, I noticed that the kind of men that I'm usually attracted to were not, they were showing up.
You weren't attracted to them anymore.
But I was, there you go, thank you, Naima. I wasn't attracted to them anymore. And once I, after I had sat in that pool of singlehood for about a year, I'm in Treasure Island. They went out of business, right? But anyway, I'm in Treasure Island doing some minor things because Treasure Island is expensive as hell. You have to know what to buy at Treasure Island and when it's on sale. And I'm in the store. Shut up, Tony. I'm in the store, and my cart is not full. It's never full. This Treasure Island. Okay, there's like the Whole Foods of the day. And this guy walks up to me, and he gives me his card. He said, "Would you please call me?" And I'm like, "For what?" He's like, I know I was kind of blunt. I'm like, "Koofy, right?" I'm like, "What am I gonna call you? Why? I don't even know you." And he says, "So I can take you out to lunch." And I'm like, "Yeah, you know." I went home, put the card on the dresser. I ain't thought nothing else about it. I was not in date mode. So another time I went back like a month later, because I'm watching the sales paper. I ain't seen nothing. I go back a month later. That same guy is there, and he's shopping. And he says, "Hey, how you doing? I gave you my card. You didn't call me." And I was like, I'm saying to myself, well, that ought to tell you something. I ain't interested,
girl. That means I wasn't interested.
Hello. But so this time he says, "Well, let me pay for your groceries in your cart." And I was like, damn, how come I couldn't have a cart full of groceries? You know how we see.
Wait a minute.
Hey, well, that's why he said it. That's why he said it. You only had two or three items.
Well, that's what my head was at the time. So I had developed a pattern of thinking that if somebody is going to give me something, I have to get the most out of them that I can. That was my thinking because I came from a background of scarcity, of lack, limitation. So where, not in the terms that doctors and physicians and psychologists use, but I was aware of what was going on in my environment. So I let him take me to lunch. He bought me some new tires for my car and the rest. And that was it. I just wasn't interested. He insisted, but I was not interested. I'm sorry. I was of the mindset, I ain't turning down a free meal.
You know, I used to do that.
All women think like that. And when's ones who don't, come on.
We'll talk about my issues after the break. I think Koofy wants to say something else before we had a break.
Yeah, I was gonna mention real quick. You think you came from lack. You ever heard somebody say, "I didn't know I was poor growing up. Mama
yes.
provided everything for me."
Yes.
Okay. That's the life I had. I had clothes. I went and played, went to school, and ate good. I didn't know that we didn't have a lot of money.
Right.
So you didn't. So maybe you look back at the lack that you thought you had.
Right.
And that doesn't make you. That's not you. That was your parents' situation. You know,
and actually,
you are a total different person because I knew I was wealthy as a young child because I was full of love, inspiration, full of creativity, and even until today, you know, I mean, I have some things and a lot of great things going on, and because I don't look at myself. And I spent 20 years living in the projects.
You spent 2 years?
20 years.
Actually,
18 years. 18 years living in the projects. And I said, while I'm here, I'm going to do something amazing. So I gave summer picnics, summer programs, created a park, a basketball court for the children. I cut down on the violence, cut down on the abuse, you know. And I made myself important.
What drew you to the project to make you do that? I'm curious. What drew you to the project?
Well, I was evacuated from J.D. Pritchard's mansion on 31 South Indiana, ironically. Marshfield Mansion. The IIT was trying to take over the building, and it was a leak in the building. Jody Wiley's mother owned it. It's a part of an apartment and a church.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
The city came in, and I came home from work, and they said I had an hour to move my things. They were trying to take the building and change it into a part of the campus. So I was homeless for like 2 or 3 days after that.
Oh.
And I looked at the paper on Friday. It was a landmark.
Oh,
I called
wow.
Human Services. They said, we got to take care of you. They put me in a YMCA for a couple months, and then they called me and said, you want us to pay your sublet for an apartment, or you want to go into the projects? I said, I'll go into the projects.
All right, now, the projects
that's
is not
how,
a bad
that's
thing.
How I meant that, and it was for a reason. I'm in the projects driving a Volvo. I'm in projects with a Volvo and with a college degree. People look at me like, what you doing? What you doing here?
Thank you so much for hearing that, but we got to take a commercial break. Stay close, and we'll be right back here getting the love we want while releasing old patterns, and we'll be joined by Dr. Duran Kennedy. So stay close, and we'll be right back.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Welcome to QuickLink, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend. So she decides to list her products on QuickLink. On QuickLink, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura, Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickClick that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickClick on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickClick, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickClick and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And if you are anything like I am, tired of being abused, taking advantage of my dollars, I should say it like that, and you can earn money like Amazon. You order, you get your product, but you don't get a paid referral fee for earning for ordering anything, so that's why I like QuickClick. And so far, I've ordered the Noni juice, which is good for health, and also the hot cocoa that we give away to the homeless. So all that information is...
What is the one thing that we all want out of our lives?
Wow, where did that come from? Okay.
Freedom with our time. Freedom with our money.
Sorry about that. Yeah, freedom with our time, freedom with our money. That's what it's all about. So anyway, go to my blog and check it out. I want to bring on our guest for the next... There he is, Dr. Durance Kennedy. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on The Female Solution. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us. I have Naima Latif to thank for bringing you on this morning. So how did you two meet? What happened? And excuse me.
How did we meet? Somewhere. I'm always out and about meeting people, and every time I get somebody's business card, they go, oh, they've been for a show. So, yeah, I don't remember, but I do know that I was fascinated with your book. Was it Wisdom from My Father's Porch, I believe? And
yes, I published my first book, Wisdom from My Father's Porch, with Dr. Juwanza Kajufu,
yes.
African American Images.
Yes, he's a longtime friend, and we have, you know, enjoyed his works. Over, matter of fact, he was a guest a year or so ago, and, you know, he continues to expand our consciousness by reminding us of the greatness that we have within, you know, our own culture, but also some work that we have to do to repair some of the mistakes that we've made.
Yeah, so anyway, he gave me your contact information, and I reached out to you, and you were gracious enough to have me on the show, and hope to continue this relationship.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you're doing some fantastic things. You're doing some work with one of the organizations that I became familiar with as a child when my sister introduced the Black Panther Party to us, and she was just in her early teens. But they had such an impact, especially in bringing awareness to the fact that a lot of our youth were struggling in school because they were hungry, because they didn't have breakfast, and so they started a free breakfast program, and just so many community services that we often weren't aware of, because in the news media they were portrayed as, you know, another gang we should be afraid of. So I'm glad that you're giving a presentation about that this evening to correct a lot of the mistaken beliefs, as well as give honor and respect to people who put forward a solution for a lot of our community problems.
Yeah, so tonight on Zoom, I'm having an event at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to be talking about the history and the legacy of the Black Panther Party. I'll be talking about Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale and go into what made them such a force in the community, what led to their undoing, get into Black Lives Matter, and some of the current challenges we face right now in our community. So that'll be 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Zoom tonight.
And how do people access that? They type in a particular thing, or is it on our website?
Yes, I can send you the login information to let people know how they can sign into that.
And what's the name of the event tonight?
It is the History and Legacy of the Black Panther Party.
Oh.
So if you have a Zoom account, and I will send this to Ms. Lateef, but if you have a Zoom account, the meeting ID is 933-856-72913. That's 933-856-72913. That's the meeting ID, and the password is 691085. 691085. You can log in with your Zoom account. The History and Legacy of the Black Panther Party, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So what time is that Central Time? I have no idea, but you all can
Google. 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you, Naima. It's so funny that you would say, interesting that you would say, the History and Legacy of the Black Panther Party. The mother of Fred Hampton here in Chicago, Fred Hampton, Mark Clark, well, not Mark Clark's mother, but Mark Clark was part of the Black Panther. Fred was my godbrother. His mother,
wow.
Iberia Hampton, just made
wow.
her transition a couple of years ago. And then his oldest brother, Bill, just made his transition
yeah,
a couple of
yeah.
years ago. So when you said Black Panther Party, I was like, okay. And then I had the opportunity to interview the attorney who sued the city of Chicago and the FBI and all the other people who raided the Black Panther Party apartment of Fred Hampton here in the city of Chicago. So I was like, wow, yeah, I want to hear that, talk about the history and legacy of the Black Panther Party. I want to hear that tonight.
Yeah, my connection to the story, I had a grandfather who lived in Oakland for many years. His name was Thaddeus Alford, and he actually dated Huey P. Newton's sister. Huey P. had a sister named Leola, and my grandfather, who's passed away, dated Leola Newton for several years. So obviously I never met Huey P., but my grandfather and uncle lived in Oakland for several years, and my grandfather dated the sister of Huey P. Newton.
Wow.
Wow.
So you heard a lot of inside stories.
Yeah.
About...
He got some good stories. He got some good stories.
Yeah.
Can you share one of them?
Well, to be honest, I can't really, I don't really remember my grandfather talking a lot about Huey. He just said that, Huey was always a nice guy, given Huey's reputation, you know, you better treat his sister very well.
Okay.
Now, that's an interesting thing, and I think about, I guess, what frightens a lot of people about the image of the Panther, you know, with the black leather jackets and the tan and, the, you know, talking about carrying guns and all of that. But one thing, and you know, when we look at relationships, women are attracted to men who represent strength. And I guess it's an instinctive thing because you feel like you're protected. And that was, I think, one of the things that made the Black Panthers I guess really influential, because prior to that,
we were seeing kind of weakened images of men. You know, the idea that you could be humiliated and called names and you couldn't do anything about it, or you could be beat up and not do anything about it. But the Panthers, they kind of restored a sense of pride in manhood. How do you think that impacted women's feelings about men, seeing that strong image as opposed to the image of the man who was the victim and at the mercy of the power structure and all of that? How do you think that impacted how women saw men in that organization?
Well, I think that whole image was huge because, of course, from our slave experience, black women had to confront the reality every day that their husband or the man in their life could not protect them. And they saw their husband being whipped, humiliated, castrated physically, mentally, and the sisters knew, and the sisters are getting raped, which my reading of slavery said that there were a high proportion of men who were slaves that were having relationships with sisters. They did not want to have a relationship with a woman on the same plantation because they did not want to have to see her being dogged out and dehumanized. So I think that generationally in our DNA, you know, black women learned through very hard experience that the men in their life could not protect them, or were not present or didn't have the strength to deal with the people that were oppressing them. And I think some of that historical DNA is even common today. So today, you know, we have a disproportionate of men who are in prison or in some ways not available. And I think that definitely affects our relationships today between black men and black women.
That is and anybody who looks at our love relationships, they got to look at that's where a lot of the unhealed wounds are. You know, if a man has grown up, especially, you know, maybe our parents, that generation in the South, even in the North, if a man has grown up in an environment where he's constantly humiliated, whether it's on the job or on the street or whatever the case may be, and he feels the shame of that, sometimes that's what moves him to try to, I guess, drown out the pain with alcohol. Because there's a high level of alcohol in that generation. And I know that the Jim Crow era and all of that, you call boy, you sit into the back of the bus, and, you know, constant humiliation, constant degradation, constant reminding that you are weak, and then you got to come home to this woman and you feel weak. And sometimes that's where domestic violence comes in, because you want to feel powerful over somebody. You can't beat up your boss who just called you that N-word and threatened to fire you, humiliated you, but you can beat up that woman because she didn't have the dishes washed, didn't have dinner ready, whatever the case may be. But a lot of that is the foundation of that is the humiliation and not being able to feel like they can do anything about it. And that affected the relationship.
Yes, that's so true. So I just think the Panthers were huge in terms of kind of restoring that image of black manhood. And I remember even Martin Luther King, during his last march in Memphis, you know, the protesters carried the sign, "I am a man."
I'm a man, yeah.
During King's last march. So I think the Panthers were huge in that aspect, just trying to restore that image of black manhood as protectors of the community.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. So now also, I have met, especially when I was going to school in the University of Nebraska, and a large part of the black male population was in prison, and we had this pen pal program. We would, you know, write to the men and go and visit them and so forth. And there was one in particular that had been a Black Panther and was serving a life sentence, you know, and I think a lot of the men were, you know, in run-ins with the power structure because of what they represented. You know, like you mentioned, the ones that are assassinated and all of that. But one in particular, his name was David Rice. I'm trying to remember, because he changed his name before he passed away to an African name. I'm trying to remember what it was. But he became my friend, and, you know, he used to talk about how when the men stood up, how it had an impact on the women having more respect for them, but then it also put them at odds with those who feared their image, feared their boldness, because they were challenging those who wanted to feel superior to them. And a lot of those men also end up in prison, which affected future generations. Like we were talking about, you know, growing up in a household where the father's not there or parents aren't there or, you know, drugged out because of the stress or whatever. And so how do you see the generation after the Black Panthers and all the things that happened, J. Edgar Hoover, all of that, how do you see that as affecting the generations after that, even some of the families, the dysfunction is, you know, people who got killed or went to prison or whatever, but then the children and their children growing up maybe with that absent parent because of that. How do you see that maybe as affecting our community now?
I think it was a profound impact because, for example, I was reading Dr. Michael Eric Dyson wrote a book about Tupac Shakur,
yes,
which was a powerful book, and he talked about how in the book that FBI agents were questioning and stopping Tupac at an early age because his mother, Afani Shakur,
mm-hmm,
and Geronimo Pratt, I believe, was his godfather, and Matulu, mm-hmm, Shakur, his stepfather, and these men in his life, you know, who were in prison or on the run. Afani Shakur got caught up with the New York 21. So even at an early age, you have Tupac being questioned about the whereabouts of his family members. So I remember reading a book by Hakeem Madhubuti some years ago about Black men. And, you know, so the psychological impact of King and Malcolm and what happened to the Panthers, what happened to our leaders in the community. And just like in slavery time, they were sending a message. If you don't stay in your place and be quiet and,
yep,
not challenge us, this is what's going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
So not only did we kill your leaders, but we're sending you a message to stay in your place, be quiet, don't challenge or confront anything, or this could happen to you as well. So I think the impact on our psychic mindset, our mentality has been huge, you know,
yes,
and it also affects our relationships, you know. So mothers have a natural tendency to protect their children and keep them out of trouble. So let's say you have a son or daughter that's outspoken. You don't want them to have conflict with the police, you know. You don't want the power structure to pay too much attention to your children because you want them to grow up normally.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, what happened to the Panthers, what happened to King and Malcolm and Medgar Evers and Fred Hampton and on down the line has a profound impact then and now.
Mm-hmm. And for those who are sending me texts, it's on the blog. Everybody wants to know what the Zoom information is for tonight, so I pulled it up.
Also, I texted it to you. If you want to put in the scroll down there.
Okay. Can you see that history and legacy of the Black Panther Party Zoom meeting tonight? Can you see that? No, you can't. Okay.
Okay. I texted it to you, so you can get an opportunity.
Okay. Ms. Zelda, can I read it again? I just wanted to make sure everybody's got the right information.
Right.
Can I just say it one more time?
Oh, you most certainly can, and I want to open up this blog to be sure that I have the right numbers. as you read it. So I want you to read it twice so those who are listening have time to grab pen and paper or their iPad or iPod or whatever you call it.
Type it in.
Yeah, type it in. I'll type it in, too. Oh, yeah, I can type it in here, too.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, well, like I said, I sent it to you, so, you know, you can see the numbers on your phone.
Okay.
So, once again, it's called The History and Legacy of the Black Panther Party. It's going to be at 8 p.m. tonight, Eastern Standard Time. That is 7 o'clock Chicago time tonight. The History and Legacy of the Black Panther Party. You can join by Zoom. The meeting ID, once again,
933-856-72-913. Zoom ID, 933-856-72.
Is that right?
72913? Okay. Is that right? Okay, and the password?
Yes, 933-856-72913.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. And the password?
And the password is 691.
691.
085.
085. There we go. All righty. So it is showing right there the Zoom, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Zoom ID is 933-856-72913. And the password, 691-085.
And you don't need the dash. You can just type the numbers in.
Okay, well, let me go in and correct that then. No dashes.
No dashes.
It's just so hard to read with all the...
Yeah.
But that's my eyesight. Let me not see that for anybody else's eyesight. So I'm going to remove the dashes. For those who don't need it, I'll remove it. And just so you'll know, don't put the dashes in there. 691. Okay. There you go. So no dashes are needed. Alrighty. And there we go. The History and Legacy of the Black Panther Party tonight. The details are on my blog, just in case you didn't get it, but the Zoom ID and the password are right there, 933-856-72913, and the password is 691-085.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for being a part of the Female Solution, because we all need to have that information. Dr. Durant, before you go, you know, you have got to share with us, we're talking about self-love today and the patterns of in our lives that keep us from getting the love that we want. Have you noticed over the years any type of patterns that you have developed that may have served you well, that you didn't particularly enjoy at the time, but you learned something from it? Is he froze?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He's frozen. I froze you, Dr. D. Okay.
I'm trying to get unstuck. You can calm out a little bit. Well, it's just, you know, sometimes the internet gets a little stuck.
Yes, it does. Well,
so,
anyway.
You'll be thawed out in a minute.
Yeah, you'll be thawed out. But in the meantime, in between time, you write that down, the History of the Black Panther Party. That will be, well, it's on my blog, doublespeech.wordpress.com. But once again, there's the Zoom ID, 933-856-72913, and the password is 691-085.
Yeah.
You know,
he'll to a break in a minute, and
yeah.
he'll internet
problem. Yeah, it's 8:28. Yeah, I wanted to double check the blog to be sure I got the number right. Read it for me, because I'm on another screen. Read it for me, Naima. The Zoom ID.
Yeah, the Zoom ID. Get a pen, write it down, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
933-856.
I'm glad you see it, because I had the wrong number. 856-913.
Yeah. 856-72913.
Oh, I got it all wrong. Say it again. Oh, that mercy.
933-856-72913.
Okay, I got it now. 933-856 729-1313.
And then the password is 691-085.
691-085, and I'm getting rid of the, the dash. So
yes.
It's there. It is 8:30, and you know what that means. It is time for our next break here on The Female Solution, and we'll be taking calls when we get back, because I'm sure people have calls. There he is. 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And if you have a question, raise your hand, and we will take your show. We will take your call.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. and Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And thank you for being a part of the solution here on The Female Solution on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. And you can also watch on our YouTube channel, Higher Love TV Show. Ooh, Anita Baker, I love you, but I don't know how to get that off. No, I don't know how that happened, but anyway.
I love Miss Baker. We do not own the rights to that music. No, we do not.
I just got a text. Please repeat the information for the information for tonight, the history and legacy of the Black Panther Party, details on ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and someone else. Maika, all the updates here are on my blog. So just go to the blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and you can also go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/HLNTV1. It's the same channel, actually. There is another one here. I'm trying to find it. Oh, well, that didn't show. But anyway, let's go to the phone lines. I'll find it then. Grand Rising, Jody Susan, host of Tuesday Self-Care, says Grand Rising. Thank you, Master Star, for joining us. Let's go to the phone line, 863-816. You are live on The Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, L.A. Central Florida.
Hi, L.A. Central Florida.
I think you were talking about releasing patterns.
Yes.
Okay, well, for me, and I'll link this in the Black History Month, on my daily podcast this month, I've been doing, I declared it Slave Entrepreneur Month and Blacktown's History Month. And the reason why I did that was to help me, and hopefully some others, release some patterns of thinking. Now, I did a series last week within Slave Entrepreneur Month and Blacktown's History Month titled Think Like a Slave, which I might sound totally crazy. But what I did was I picked out, and I feature, typically Black History Month, we hear the, you know, George Washington Carver, Madam C.J. Walker, Booker, we hear those usual lists of people. But I brought up people who started out life as legally as slaves, but they went on to become entrepreneurs, and some of them became wealthy entrepreneurs way before Madam C.J. Walker. Now, the pattern that I discovered was, and I'm relating it to myself as well, is despite the obstacles that some of these people had, as far as, you know, politically, socially, even logistically, I mean, if you think about it, you take a place like Monticello, you know, which was the estate of, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington's, Mount Vernon estate. I've been there about two or three times. And for well over maybe 200 or 300 years, you had these so-called enslaved people that built the big house. They built, I mean, they were all without power tools.
Okay.
Or somebody like a Harriet Tubman. I mean, if you read about Harriet Tubman's, what she owned, Harriet Tubman was not a poor woman.
No, she was not.
Although she couldn't, a lot of people wouldn't call her literate because she couldn't read, but she was definitely financially literate. So the parents that I picked, that I'm looking, the reason why I called it, titled it, Think Like a Slave, because I'm looking at what is the common denominator thinking patterns that these people had, where they can go from where they went from with no electronics, no internet connection, no electronic power tools, no electricity, and achieve what they achieved. So I, whatever was going on in my life, I have no excuses. So that I'm releasing patterns of, what do you call it, self-limitation.
Yeah.
Because the way they operated, they had no, they just operated with no limitation.
No limitation.
How am I playing there?
Wow. Why am I complaining? You are. You hit the nail right on the head, L.A. from Central Florida. Could you please send us a little sun while you, you know, just blow it in our direction while you...
Give us a little heat from down there.
It's a nice day this morning here.
Thank you.
Well, you know, like you were mentioning earlier, the belief in lack.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you believe, that's what you create.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, in believing of being powerless, we then manifest powerlessness. In believing in lack, you manifest poverty. So whatever you believe about yourself, that's what you create. And it comes back to the relationships that you attract. If you believe you are not worthy of love and respect, you will attract someone who verifies what you believe about yourself, that you're not worthy of love and respect. And you'll hold on to them, trying to get them to change how they treat you. But in fact, you attracted them because of how you believed about yourself. So it's, as you spoke about, the patterns of those who, even though it would seem like it was possible for them to get out of that situation, they saw themselves as powerful. It's just like, well, if I can just build this, if I can just learn this, if I can just do this, then, you know, I can work my way out of this situation. So you have to believe that in your mind that you have the power to get wherever you want to go. And when you believe that, then you'll get there because you'll start the process of getting there. And it's the same thing with relationships. If you believe that everybody is out to do you wrong, or if you believe that everybody's taking advantage of you, if you believe that you can't stop people from hurting you or mistreating you, then that's what you attract, somebody who is verifying what you believe about yourself. But once you change the belief about yourself, everything, like you noticed, once you worked on yourself, you got rid of the things inside of you, you can attract a different kind of person.
And yeah, because meeting the man at the grocery store who said he wanted to buy me 4 brand new tires for my car, I was impressed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're doing right.
And I didn't like him, and I wasn't interested in him. I was like, whoa, oh, okay. We got to go home and do some more self-meditation, girl, because this thing here is a... This thing works. As Dr. Johnny Coleman used to say, it works if you work it, baby. It works if you work it. Let's go back to the phone lines. 773-221.
Andrew Nelson Bay speaking.
Hey, Andrew Nelson Bay. Thank you so much for calling this morning. How are you, dear?
Les, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Yes. And as it relates
last
to
night,
the love font releasing
over. Vieta mentioned something about, well, she had this guy on that was talking about the vampire energy and how the DSM-5 recognized as a mental illness.
Uh-huh.
I think that form of person looking in the mirror, what is the name of that?
Michael Jackson.
Nepotism.
You're talking about narcissism.
Oh.
Narcissism, yeah. It's a form of narcissism. I don't know that every form of narcissism is necessarily bad. I might even be a little bit narcissistic myself. But the thing is, if there's one thing that should be mandated, it should be Dianetics auditing sessions recorded regularly, because that's how we're going to have we're going to resolve mental health issues so far as reparations is concerned. You might remember in Cobra's what's the brother's name with N Cobra?
What's the name?
There are a lot of them. I know here
he looks like me, and we're probably both born the same month and year. What's that brother's name? Cam Howard.
Oh,
he says, well, with reparations, we need to have the psychological reparations. This is a psychological reparations. Minister Farrakhan got the Dianetics. The Nation of Islam has the contract to do Dianetics auditing. And if there's one thing that World Health Digital Passport is going to require, aside from the med bed diagnostic prophylactic therapy, because the whole thing is about prophylactic.
Yeah.
What is that?
Prophylactic is something that is preventive medicine, something like MedBits. It's something it's in lieu of any sort of vaccination or injection of anything. The whole purpose is to strengthen the immune system, to enhance innate immunity, and that does not require any injection of anything whatsoever.
Okay, so what does that have to do with patterns, Andrew Nelson Bay? Help me here.
Patterns?
Yeah, because that's what we're discussing, the patterns, getting the love you want. What does that have to do with this? I need you to address the question. I mean, the title of the show.
For every effect, there's a cause.
Yeah, absolutely.
And patterns are a function of habit patterns that we develop over time.
What patterns have you had to release in your life, or what patterns are you noticing that you could improve upon? Because we got about 10 minutes in. We got to get to three more callers.
I learned that there's something called false humility. There's false pride and there's false humility. I may have been falsely humble. And that has caused me in the past to actively do things that are contrary to my, conscience. It violated my conscience. I don't do that anymore. I no longer violate my own conscience. I'm literally unlimited in the potentialities that I have in all departments of life. I mean, I aspire to be Vice President of the United States under Donald Trump in 2024.
Okay, thank you so very much. Get the love you want, releasing old patterns. Let's take another call. 706-202, you're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. I think that's Baba Kwame's son horse. And yes.
Grand Rising.
Grand Rising, Baba Kwame.
Well, Grand Rising, Sister Zelda, and assalamu alaikum to Naima. And I sit here in stolen lands of the Muscogee Creek in Georgia, and relationships, and the part of relationship is the first relationship is intimacy. Into me see. How do I see the God in me that I would see the God in you? Because if I can't identify my creator that was within me that helped me to create, then I have to do some work, because learn behavior. You hear people saying they're codependent. Then you have people that are counter-dependent. You know, I was speaking on a Beata show last night, and the thing that happens is the rock, and there's a saying in AA, the rocks in a woman's head fills the hole in the man's head. And it's counteractive is because we have been trained. And I love what L.A. was sharing about, you know, the part of slave mentality and doing that, because the thing that happened after slavery was the part in which they had to make all of that money that they lost for owning all of us, the millions of dollars that they lost. They had to put it, how do they get it back? They became sharecroppers. They became peonage. They became the new 13th Amendment. So when you commit a crime, or you are put in the bullseye of the law and saying that
because of your color, you are criminal. You are now indentured and debt slavery. So the part of overstanding relationships, and I'm grateful for the brother that's getting ready to do the Panther Party. I sent you the mapping of the Panther Party. There's an excellent survey done on the University of Washington did. But to get back to it is the relationship of oneself, and the relationship with Mother Earth is key because she has everything. The first communities are the forest. You have grandmother trees, father trees, saplings. You have plant relatives. You have a farm of seed, not Walgreens or CVS. You have the farm of seed that everything came from is because those are your relatives, and they have the nutrition and the nurturing that is needed to transform us back into what we were put in the cities and call urban. That meant that you're banned from nature. What they did is orphanize us. We became orphans because they took us from our mother.
Ooh.
We became orphans because man herded us into these corrals away from our mother Earth, and euthanize us in such a way that you give them toxic food, you block out the sunlight. Concrete over the earth energy. So what you're doing is that it's a genocidal process, and being able to slowly take away your life and as do what Bobby E. Wright did from right there in Chicago, menticide. You create a mental mind, I mean, the mentality of a person to where it will hate anything that looks like itself.
Ooh.
I will alter any way that I can that which is like myself that I want to do what? Lighten up. I want to brighten up. I want to do that. But even to the point now, we've taken, if you go down the aisles in grocery stores now, you see no black faces because we took them all off and let the white ones stay.
Mm.
How is that psychologically correct?
That's food for thought.
Because Nancy Green, give the story of Nancy Green. That's who Aunt Jemima was, that she was hired to come there to the Chicago World Fair and create the pancakes. That was what L.A. was saying, is that here's a woman that was coming out of that institution and was able to be used to navigate the wealth of what – the pancakes is bacon. Uncle Ben's picture on a box. If you give them our story, not his story, because a Tory is a criminal. When you look up the word, that's what the Irish were called, Tories.
Oh.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's a bit of history for us. Had no idea.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
You sent me a text, Bob, on slaves of the Super Bowl and algorithm paychecks. I'm going to include that information on. That makes you think, doesn't it? He's deep like that.
Information
will be on my blog too, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Go ahead, Bob Kwame.
And that's why I said algorithm paychecks, because they've gotten us to hit that like button and hit that subscribe button and hit those buttons because that's a paycheck. Every time you hit that rhythm, you're adding to that bit of a coin is added to. That's where it comes from. Those bits, that's how they count and add up bits. And we call them bitcoins, but those bits add up.
Wow.
Those algorithms are created in order to keep a record of what you do, how you think, and who you are.
Ooh.
Yeah, every time you watch something, you're monitored. So
yes.
There are no secrets in terms of what we're allowing in.
Everything you do. Remember that video we saw on YouTube about all the guys who and girls who were looking for jobs, and they got jobs at Google and YouTube and Facebook and all the other places where they thought they were doing good for the community, and actually they were not, and they shared on live that they were duped, into thinking they were doing something good for humanity, but they didn't know that a tracking system had been set in place and is using them just like it's using us. Like he's talking about the algorithm. It's like, why I need to like this?
Right. I would ask people to look up Ruha Benjamin. She wrote Race and Technology. And the whole thing, Ruha, R-E-U-H, Ruha Benjamin, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N. And it's called Race and Technology.
Oh, race and technology. Her,
right. Even the thing where she gave, and she gives the example, it's just like when you go into a restaurant or go into the restroom, because that's the first place of independence. When you stick your hand, when black folks would stick their hands, turn the light side down under the faucet, it wouldn't turn on. You had to turn your hand over because it only identified light. That's how racism is. That simple.
Automatic
sink. Faucet.
You stick your hand under
the
water.
I didn't think about that.
The dark side. That's interesting.
Wow, yeah. I got to try that one. I never heard of that one.
Well,
hey, honey, can you try that? That's in a public place.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Tony's
yeah.
in the kitchen washing dishes. Bless him heart, about to cook us breakfast. Okay, baby, I'll be there in 2 minutes.
I want to ask Dr. Doris before we go. Was there something that the Black Panthers addressed in terms of the psychological impact that all of the years of oppression had? And I think I remember them putting out a coloring book that was supposed to help children with, I guess, Black pride or whatever. But they didn't have a very favorable image of the police, because I guess the police were kind of like seen as the enemy, which is different than officer friendly. But what do you remember about what the Panthers did in terms of addressing cultural things or educational things that we could do to change our self-image?
Well, of course, they had the Dr. Prince,
we have got like 1 minute before I need to start it now. So leave your contact information, because we've got to play our ending of the show. But do I play that now, Naima, or after he speaks? Cause it's,
well, let's let our listeners know, those who are listening online, it will go off at exactly 9. You can join us on Facebook at higherlearningnetwork.org, or you need to call in now if you want to join us on the phone, so you can still be connected and hear and speak. And that, of course, is 515-605-9325. And if Dr. Doris Kennedy can stay with us for the after show, then we'll continue this conversation.
Oh, that would be nice. Check us out on Facebook, HLNTV1. You know, Facebook do what they want to do. So if they want to make you change your stuff, you got to change it. That's just the way it is. So that's where we are on that. And also we're on YouTube.
Hold on. In the after show.
Yeah, so push 1 right now if you are on the line and you want to. You got to push 1 right now. We'll get to you, but it takes. And this is a YouTube channel. Higher TV show. I'm going to run the promo, Dr. Kennedy, and then we'll...
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xie Xie, India, Zanyaba, Japan,
Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And we are now officially in the after show. And we're so grateful that Dr. Durance Kennedy decided to join us here on the after show. And I believe, Naima, you asked him a question. And for the calls on the line, don't worry, we will get to you. Just be sure you just keep that hand up there.
Yes, you were going to tell us some of the things that the Black Panthers did culturally or addressing our cultural need to repair some of our self-esteem issues.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for that question. So I think that one big thing was that they had the Black Panther News Service. So, of course, we're all familiar with the Final Call, but the Black Panther newspaper at its peak, they would print it in Oakland and ship it all over the country. Oh. They had a circulation of 300,000 papers a week.
Wow.
Which was a huge number back in that time.
Sure was. That's a huge number now.
Right. Wow.
They were too powerful. They were gaining too much power. People were listening. They were awakening minds. The powers that be don't want that.
So they had a lot of provocative articles in the paper, and the one of the brothers, I can't remember his name right now, who was an artist, you know, he did a lot of great visual cartoon stuff that would connect with the young people. And also the Panthers founded their own community school for about 10 years.
Ooh.
And I believe
they
were educating like maybe 150, 200 Black children at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So they were also on the cutting edge as it relates to education.
Wow, I know about the school.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm sure they probably influenced Haki Madhubuti, who he and his wife and the staff of people founded what is now Betty Shabazz International Charter School. And a lot of the, I guess, rituals and things and principles and teachings were influenced by that era of Black Panthers.
And kids can't learn if they're hungry, so the free breakfast program that Before Title I programs and before the schools started feeding and before Meals on Wheels, the Panthers were feeding people.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing all that. Baba Kwame Sumhorse, you wanted to chime in?
Yeah, he spoke to that. I was talking about the free breakfast program because that was one of the big things that Fred Hampton was very instrumental, and what we call now the Rainbow Coalition, Jesse Jackson didn't start it. That was started by Fred Hampton in joining the rednecks on the north side and the Hispanics and creating the Rainbow Coalition. You know, the Panther Party in itself took its name from another organization because they were first us. Well, they were Maulana Karenga and Hampton and Bobby C. I mean, not Fred Hampton, Huey P. Newton. And they, in turn, split. And us took over. Maulana took the us organization. And then they started the Panther Party. And they took the symbol from a group in Alabama and used that symbol as the Panther to start the Panther organization. these are the parts that the missing pages of world history is the missing pages of our history. There's a great book on the elder, the Panthers. It's called The Panthers by Brian Shih, S-H-I-H, and Yuru Williams, and The Vanguard by Ruth Merriam. And these are the books that have been put out by us to tell the story of from these original people who were part of the party. And we have to stop taking these half-truths because it's a whole lot.
Ooh.
And the part of it is that we have to begin to understand our story, not his story. That's why I said his story, his criminalization of us through his putting out the stories that are not the whole truth. Because I just sent you a clip that I did in a PowerPoint presentation, the World Wide Web. And that's why I was talking about nature. The first internet was the trees. And we were uprooted from the continent, as Naima talks about in her book. We were uprooted and planted here. And this is what we're doing, is that we're looking at generations that have been planted into a soil and to the earth and have been made to believe in that which is not their true nature of who they are.
So, yeah, that means we have to do some reteaching. So I'm very glad to know that the Panthers started a school. And these are some of the things, like you were mentioning about Kwame, that people did coming out of slavery, starting schools and universities. It's just, okay, we need a school. Oh, we don't know how to read. Oh, let's start a school. I mean, there was no thought of, oh, we can't do that. We don't have money. Oh, let's just do it.
Yeah, right.
So I have
my great-grandmother's teaching certificate right now from when she went to Rush, was one of the second started HBCUs in America, was Rush College there in Holly Springs, Mississippi. That's the home of Ida B. Wells, where she was born at. But Rush College, and I have her teaching certificates from 1908 because she taught in a colored school. Most
wow.
of our education was done in colored schools, not after they got into the education, but we started in colored schools, and then we went to their universities to get certifications or get degrees and validation from them. But we started with us because we started, and my hometown is in Aberdeen, and across the highway is Egypt, and they used to bring the Egypt, Mississippi. They used to bring the children in a wagon, and they would stay with families in order for the kids to get an education. Because they had to walk too far. That was busing.
Mm.
We were wagoning our children to get an education.
Wagoning. That was the first busing, wagoning.
I never heard it put it like that before.
We had a couple other callers also that expressed one that wanted to join the conversation.
Oh,
and for those who are watching us on Facebook or YouTube, feel free to write in your comments. So that our hosts can share
them. Yeah. Well, and speaking of which, we've got a few comments, too, so I need to go and read them because I forgot all about them. So thank you so very much. You can put your comments in YouTube.com, Higher Learning TV Show, and on Facebook, HLNTV1. Our sister of the microphone, wow, this was an old comment. I didn't see the law of attraction is so powerful. Hi, Jody. Or you believe you don't deserve better.
Yeah, when you believe you don't deserve better, you don't get it. That's
what
right.
What does that say? Deserve level? Oh, deserve
has
level.
Deserve-y, like deserve and believe.
To me, it looks like deserve level.
Deserve level.
What level are you on?
What deserve level are you on?
Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I get, Jody. Anyway. So let's go to the phone line, 779-801, and then we'll come back, 773-957. Okay, 779-801, you're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising After Show with Dr. Durez Kennedy. What's your comment or question as it relates to getting the love you want while releasing old patterns? Hi, who's this?
Rising, this is Maika. I'm glad to be
Maika,
on the show.
Maika, my sister of the microphone. Thank you so much for calling. How you doing, girl?
Thank you for cheering me on. I appreciate that. Everybody likes to be acknowledged.
Yeah, we love them. I can't say about other folks, but I love me some Maika. I don't know. So take it away, Maika.
Thank you, dear. I just wanted to say I'm looking forward to this Zoom this evening. It should be very interesting.
Yeah.
We have an overground railroad project going in Pembroke as I'm negotiating land usage for 5 acres of land where the Black Panthers set up a school. The building is still there, but we're doing the land also. So I just wanted to share that.
Oh, wow.
And we're actually inviting urban farmers and gardeners to come out and lease some land, you know, so that they can, you know, expand their ability to grow food, because we are in a food shortage and there's going to be a real need for food.
Yes.
And down in Pembroke, you have aquifer water, which is the purest water, some of the purest water on
the
planet.
What did you say, water, Maika?
Huh?
What kind of water did you say?
Aquifer.
How do you spell that?
A-C-Q-U-I-F-E-R. I think that's it.
Oh.
It's something like that.
Oh, aqua. Aquifer?
Uh-huh.
Did you say
that? I'm forgetting how to spell it because I didn't get it too much. Like, you can Google it. You can Google it. Anyway, it's for water. So that means you can really, and then the air is pure. We don't have all the soot and gas fumes and what have you that's in the air, like in the urban area. And, of course, the land is sand, and it's very pure. And so farmers can come out and grow some real pure food to feed themselves and their families. And that's the whole goal, to grow food. So, you know, people can leave. Cool. We're giving away 2 quarter acres for a 2-year cycle, and you can lease an acre, a quarter acre, a half acre, or a 16th of an acre. A 16th is like a tennis ball court. So, you know, we're encouraging farmers to come on out and grow some food, or if you're a prepper, if you want to do a prepping project, come out and prep on the land, you know. We're looking to expand and bring people out into nature so they can really heal and think and grow. And so that's very important. So I just wanted to share that with you.
So how can they contact you, Maika, or contact the farmer?
That's a great question.
I'll just put it on my blog. I'll put it on my blog.
Put it on your blog, and they can contact me at maikamaika@yahoo.com. That's MYEKA@yahoo.com. So we got to restore this school building that the Black Panthers had out in Pembroke, and we're looking forward to a prosperous year. So thank you so much. And also, I guess that's all I want to talk about right now.
Did you say Maika@yahoo.com?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
I did.
Gotcha. Okay, just want to be sure. All right, thank you so much, Maika. We appreciate that. Maika, M-Y-E-K-A, Maika@yahoo.com. If you are interested in getting some land to grow grow food on. Yes, because you won't be able to afford groceries after a while.
Yeah, better grow your own. So, Maika, I'm going to be calling you.
I want to add one other thing. You know, Brother Kwame Sunhorse is very dear to the sisters of the Female Solution. And, you know, he has a birthday coming up this week on Thursday. And I just wanted to mention that so we can probably do some kind of celebration for him.
Okay.
On our
Thursday.
You know,
and
he's a very special
and
brother.
He's on the
know.
Line. And happy birthday in advance, Baba Kwame.
But I wanted to say something else that's very unique about him. You know, he's of the Shawnee Nation. That's the Native American tribe from which he comes. And the Shawnee had a great leader named Tecumseh. And if you really want to study a great man in history, Tecumseh is him. And one of the notable features of Tecumseh was his great oratorical ability. And I find that in Brother Kwame also, that's his heritage.
Yes.
And so I just wanted to note that. But thank you so much for being a part of the Female Solution, Brother Kwame.
Yeah. Are you still with us, Kwame? I mean, he may have stepped away, but thank you so much
for
acknowledging him.
Yeah, he said thank us.
And thank Maika, you know, and Maika has a special place in my heart because in her understanding the importance of how to heal the body, she has learned the modalities. That's where she talks about the EFT tapping and the other modalities. And now moving out of the urban area and down there in Pembroke, and it's really a funny thing because Pembroke is in the area where moments where the first institution, mental institution, was there, and the energy of now. And this is what I'm saying is that she's there helping to heal the land because the land was damaged by all of that institutionalizing of people there, and we have to begin to do the atonement in the sacred places on Mother Earth. And we have to go back to those lands and we have to perform the ceremonies and begin to reconnect and reroute ourselves back, because what Tecumseh was doing was he was attempting to join all of the Eastern nations together to stand against the European invasion that was coming here. And these are part of the teachings that our elders left us, and I'm grateful for my great Caroline Allison and Jimmy Allison, who were an Englishman and a Shawnee Indian. And so this is what I have been able to trace my lineage through, the matrilineal of my indigenous part there, of being here. So I thank all of the Female Solution, because they said when you educate a woman, you educate a nation. When you educate a man, we just have something to think about.
He is an air on the air right on time, all the time. I love that quote. Can you just say it again? I just love to hear when you say it. Say it again, Baba Kwame.
No, when you educate a woman, you educate a nation. When you educate a man, you just give him something to think about.
I love it. What do you think about that, Dr. Dorrance Kennedy? What are your thoughts on that? I love that quote.
He's
speaking the truth.
We got to educate more women so we can educate some nations.
Yes,
yeah.
We do. And we're going to take a few more calls because it's coming up 9. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Before you... The part that I sent you, it's a PowerPoint presentation I use, and it's called The Wood Wide Web. And science, the Smithsonian has put out a magazine in 2018, and they say trees talk. And they show you how this ecosystem is connected and rooted together, that they talk to themselves around the world.
Oh.
Amazing.
Ooh.
Forward that to me. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I do want to see that. And, so actually I have it. I'll forward it to you. And the roots of the trees, I saw the document, you know, ever since we went to Florida for the Women of Woman Awards.
We've been communing with the trees.
I'm just fascinated by trees. I had no idea that as tall as they are, the roots run through. Sometimes as much as 3 times deeper into the ground.
Wow.
Into
wow.
the ground. Who knew that?
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah. You don't know anything going on in the city. They don't.
That's why you got to go hug a tree, get grounded, get through. As now I understand what you said, Baba. One of the things, when you one of the many things that you say, as above, so below, because we are the conduit.
Right.
We are the connection in between. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Right, and that's why the Babo tree in Africa is such an important sacred tree, is because
tree.
The Babo, B-A, some say Babo, some say B-A-B-O,
Okay.
And it's a very important sacred tree, is because it's looked at in that how much of that the branches grow up and out is how much the rooting is done into the earth. Because you look at the redwoods and the trees that we have here, they're millions of years old.
Yes.
And the part of it is that means that those roots are all the way down into the earth, and they're interconnected through the earthly electronical, what they call the Schumann frequency. They interact together. And the thing that we have to begin to do is that this is the first community. The forest is the first community, and we have to begin to, like Maika saying, come back to the land. This is why the Panther Party came there. They were mostly anywhere, especially in the South, you know. And the other part of it is that they got some of their teachings, too, was the Deacons of Defense. The Deacons of Defense were guarding, you know, the vanguard. And so we have to begin to look at, you know, each generation out of relative obscurity must either fulfill its mission or we will all fail. That's France Fanon,
mm.
White Skin, Black Mask. And this is our time, because we just had a reset yesterday on 22/20/2022.
Mm-hmm.
It was the alignment of Pluto in Capricorn at 27 degrees yesterday was the exact date that they signed the Constitution of the United States.
Right.
In 1776. So
wow.
It's just this sequential code.
In the air.
Right.
I have a
and this is
for both you and Dr. Doris Kennedy. You may have a thought about it, or may have even been a subject of conversation. We know we have a lot of young men that are involved in negative gang activity. But I believe a lot of the root of it is that spirit of rebellion against what is an unjust system. It's just the way they're rebelling has been steered towards self-destructive behavior. But do you think that energy that they have, that inborn desire for strength, masculinity, being able to control your community and all those things, the instinct that they have, do you think it could be steered to a positive direction in the way the Black Panther Party was steering young men to empower the community? What do you think is possible? Dr. Kennedy, what are your thoughts on that?
I think it can be redirected, but the things that made the Panthers brilliant, you know, I often say in the Black community that it is it's a crime and a sin to be boring. So the Panthers, you know, they had a very exciting, provocative image. You know, people were taken by the leather jackets and the powder blue shirts and the berets and the guns.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot more substance to them, but they had a very cool, very streetwise image. So I think we can redirect our youth, but it's going to take some creativity on our part, because young people, if they think that you're boring and scary, they're not going to listen to you. You could be telling them the right thing, but if they think that you're boring and scary, they're going to tune you out.
Yeah.
So we have to be able to find a creative way to grab their attention, because when you joined the Panthers, you had to learn the 10-point platform.
Yeah.
And these brothers were intellectuals. They were reading Mao Zedong and all these heavy thinkers. So there was a lot of substance beyond the image, but you have to have the image, the excitement, even sometimes the street credibility to attract people.
So with creativity and maybe a colorful image, it could attract the imagination of young people and might steer their activities in a more constructive direction.
Yeah,
right.
I just think
but,
we've got to make doing the right thing seem exciting. That's what we have to do.
Ah.
But
right
could I?
Well, that's an assignment for
us. Yeah. Go ahead, Baba Kwame.
Yeah, and he's exactly on point. But he had mentioned earlier Jwanza Kanjufu. Jwanza Kanjufu became really prominent when he wrote the books Conspiracy to Destroy Black Boys. And in that, he said that they are sent to school and they have the ability to become brain surgeons, but they are dumbed down and,
yes,
and put into the mentality of what? Slaves. And so this is the part of rites of passage. And Baba Hannibal Afrique, Conrad Worrell, Jay Carruthers from the Comedic Institute there at Northeastern University on Oakenwall just had a celebration, because that was one place in which was taught young men manhood training, because boys have to be taught how to be men. And if they have no guidance, they will come and initiate together. This is where the gang is so prominent. They have constructive thoughts, but they put them into destructive thoughts, because Jeff Ford was a genius. Him and Larry Hoover formed a nation of gangs that was a corporation. They had presidents, warlords, treasurers. They had business sense, but they didn't have the opportunity or the economic fervor to create a black business. They did the destruction of what was given to them, especially through the Catholic Church and through COINTELPRO, to come in and destroy the community. And now you look at Bronzeville, was once a thriving place. You could go from King Drive from 31st Street all the way back down to 55th Street. We owned all of that. Now it's all being regentrified. Another generation has taken it back, because we allow our children to be a generation of destruction.
Generation of destruction. Well, we got to reconstruct. It's time for our reconstruction. We can do it. But we just, as you all have said, we just got to come up with a creative way, because those are some brilliant minds. And if we can capture the minds, then we can steer things back in the way of the Creator. And so that's our task. I think you got maybe time for one more call that's on the line.
Yeah, we're going to get one more call. And Viana says, remembering how I sold Black Panther papers in downtown Chicago in the 70s. Did you, girl? Oh, wow.
See, I got afro out there with a black leather jacket on. Black Panther paper. I think, what was the name of the paper? Was it Freedom Journal or something? I remember that Black Panther paper. But I can see Viana out there. But she had big hoop earrings and a big afro. And the black leather jacket.
And the bell bottom.
The bell bottom.
Right. We went from Wendell Phillips School down on Indiana, because they had a center there for the free breakfast and grocery program that they had.
Yes.
They were passing out groceries. This didn't just start. They copied what we created.
Yes. And y'all can't come up here creating nothing, because we run things. That's the mindset of those who have developed this current system that we're living in. Naima, did I get this call, 773-957?
No, not yet. Yeah.
Okay. So let's go to the phone lines and get that. 773-957, because we got about 3 minutes here. Oops, we got 2 minutes, because we're about to go off air. 773-957, are you with us?
This is Rashida. Yes, I'm with you. I just want to say to Naima, I haven't forgotten about her. I plan to help her with the development there in Pembroke again. But I was thinking, you all were talking, I think I heard you talking about relationships. And I was just thinking, would it be nice to have a national event where we could invite all singles of all races, so we could have like an interfaith something where male and female can probably meet each other, and it don't have to be of the same ethnicity, because I'm observing that a lot of our men are taking on to other races more so than the women. So I was thinking we can have a national committee campaign and develop something like a dating outing where people can meet people in America and maybe we can balance off the scale, because a lot of our men don't know how to treat multiple women.
Let's talk about that. We can make it global, you know.
Like the black man is taking on to the white woman today, and then they don't know how to do this polygamy correctly, so a lot of us become abused and misused. So if we could balance it off with one of those events, I think it would be great.
I think it would be great, too. Thank you so much for sharing that information, Rashida. What I also think would be great, too, if we spent more time on developing ourselves, that which we are speaking will automatically come to us. I like that, but I also like, for however much time you spend on in a relationship, the same amount of time needs to be spent on doing self-reflection work.
Right.
That's my thought.
Get yourself ready. That's right. Because when the opportunity comes, when the person comes, you want to be prepared for them. You want to be fit to be in that relationship.
Absolutely. So I want to thank everyone for being here with us here on the after show. Be sure and check out onaireverywhere.com. And Dr. Durance Kennedy, would you please give us a closing note before you leave? Because we are officially off the air. Oops. Let's go right ahead.
Yeah, so once again, this is Durance Kennedy here. So please join me tonight. It'll be 7 o'clock Chicago time, 8 o'clock East Coast. On Zoom, I'll be talking about the history and legacy of the Black Panther Party. Please join me tonight. And also support my book, Wisdom from My Father's Porch, on AfricanAmericanImages.com.
All right.
And that will be, the updates will be on ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Durance Kennedy. It was a pleasure having you here. Thank you for Naima for arranging that. And Naima, if you could be so kind to tell us what we can expect the rest of the week.
Well, of course, you know, we've got tomorrow Self-Care with Jody Susan, always such a powerful, revolutionary look at transforming your body by the latest means of natural and energetic repair of the cells in your body. So make sure you look out for that. And then, of course, this coming Wednesday, myself and co-host Kareem Hamid, we're going to continue on with some tips on how to create the child of the future with the ways that we need to change what we put in their mind at an early age. And we'll have a special guest with us as well. And then on Thursday, of course, there's Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. Always your opportunity for some real therapy to address your issues, grief, sadness, despair, stress, and overcome them and empower yourself. And Friday,
and it's also Baba Kwame Sanho's birthday.
Yay! Woo! Oh, Baba Kwame, you gotta come on so we can sing happy birthday. We don't play the Stevie Wonder song.
Yeah.
We don't own the rights to that music.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
And then, of course, Friday, health and well-being with Beata, our Black Panther newspaper selling sister. And
oh, that's funny.
And we got this Saturday, we know we have the Global Teen Talent Competition, and then of course join us afterwards for Mama D, Wisdom with Mama D. And she is always giving us some insight about the power of our legacy. So we want you to join us for that. And then we'll start off again Sunday with Soul Purpose Healing with Beata, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern on Sunday.
And we do not own the music, the rights to this music, but we just wanted to say our very own special Baba Kwame Sunhorse, happy birthday to you. And I can only play 15 seconds of this song without getting in trouble, so it stops right here. But happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. Mama, clubbing stars. As I leave you with the promo of the Female Solution, be sure and share this video. We appreciate you. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow morning, same time, 7 a.m.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And you are a part of the solution because you are here with us. And you have stayed with us all day. Oh, and Deborah says, have a blessed day, all. Thank you, sweetie. We appreciate you. Oh, and, oh, I almost forgot to mention. Thank you, Deborah. And you may have not wanted me to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Thank you, like, Deborah and all of the others who have contributed to the welfare of the homeless population here in Chicago, because it is out of control. And I will be sending you a statement for your taxes as well. And thank you to all the contributors. What is she talking about? There's a lot of homelessness going on. For those who don't know, in 2019, my little brother Douglas Robinson was murdered in Tent City. And it has come to me that there's some work that I need to do. So what we do is go out and find out what their needs are. We give them food because I volunteer at a pantry one day a week, so we give them food. And we are working on what we can do to help keep them warm. And so we have raised money for heaters and generators. Now, when you see a homeless person, don't judge them, because most of us are a paycheck away from homelessness. If you don't get that check, how will you pay your rent? So let us not judge, but let us have empathy for those who are sleeping on the streets. As Baba Kwame said, you're never homeless, because the sky is your ceiling and the floor is the earth. So you're never homeless. You might be houseless. Come on, Baba Kwame. You are never homeless. Anyway, so we collect money for generators and heaters, and they are expensive. So if you would please be so kind to go to PayPal and make a donation. Any amount is not too small, but we don't want change.
They can go to your website or
higherlearningnetwork.org. They can go there as well. Kids don't want to be bored. That's Vietta, yeah. I digress. I do that sometimes. But anyway, if you can go to higherlearningnetwork.org. The information is there. Yeah, just do that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank us. And,
right.
Oh, and be sure and join us this Saturday, 12 noon until 1 p.m. on the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest for youths who are ages 13 through 19. They can send a one-minute video clip to HLNTV Show at gmail.com. Their name, their age, what city they're in, and whatever they like to do. Sing, dance, rap, act, tumble, whatever they do. Just send the information in, and we'll have you. So we'll be right here at noon. Thank you so much. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to the next show, which is tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Jody Susan of Susan Essentials. And if you are anything like me or you're tired of giving your money away, be sure and watch this video, and we will see you next time right here on The Female Solution.
Where customers can buy, share, and earn.
Ooh, I forgot the
Sam.
Oh, there you go.
Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickLick. On QuickLick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura,
Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick Marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Click is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And if you want to see that again, you can always go to my blog. It's there. Or send us an email, info@higherlearningnetwork.org. And the reason why I show you that is because that is another way that we raise funds for the homeless, our homeless project, is that when you go to that site, these are a couple of the things, and my links are in the bit chat.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and
earn. I got to turn it off. This is the noni juice that we order, that I ordered. I've been taking, where I had some broken limbs, I healed. They told me 6 to 8 weeks. I healed in 4 weeks, so I know it works. And this hot chocolate I ordered so much that I just, and this is some good hot chocolate. This is not regular hot chocolate. This is dark chocolate vanilla bean. That makes a difference. And I got shock chop. And it was so good. I was like, oh, I need to share this. I can't keep this all to myself. And these are big bags. So I ordered this, and I decided that we need to go, because people take the homeless coffee all the time. Let's take them some hot chocolate, because everybody likes chocolate. So just know when you purchase from Quick Click the chocolate or the noni, the proceeds, 100%, not 90, not 50, 100% goes to the homeless. So we thank you in advance, and it's tax deductible, all donations. So thank you so very much for being here again today. We love you. We appreciate you. Please share this video. Make it a great day. Shalom, namaste, hotep. Love, peace, and hair grease. Make it a great day. Thanks for watching. Thank you, Dr. Kennedy.
Thank you.
We'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. We'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. All right. Bye-bye now.
Mwah. Thank you.
Love, peace, and hair grease. All righty now.